You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The price of rent has increased by 40% across the Bay Area in the last 3 years. Six of the country's 11 most expensive rental markets are in this state. Rent control can only help so much because it's limited by a state law known as Costa-Hawkins. But now a ballot measure to repeal that law has qualified for the November ballot. I've got KELW's housing and homelessness reporter Liza Veal here to explain what that means. Hey, Liza.
Hi.
So this is a pretty high-stakes campaign.
Yeah. This is the very powerful and organized real estate industry against tenants groups and renters who've just been knocking on doors, phone banking, marching on the Capitol.
So, Liza, remind us what Costa-Hawkins does.
Okay, so it was passed in 1995, and it restricts how cities can design their local rent control ordinances. Mm-hmm. And so the main thing it says is rent control can only apply to buildings that were already built when the rent control was instated.
So when's that?
That's 1979 for a lot of places. It actually varies from city to city. But so it doesn't apply to new buildings.
Okay, so new buildings are not under rent control.
And then the other big thing it says is rent control cannot transfer from one tenant to the next. So your rent is only stabilized as long as you're in that apartment. But each time a new tenant comes in, they start at market rate. So for example, my aunt, she's been living in the same apartment in Noe Valley for like 30 years, mm-hmm. and she originally was paying $450 a month. Today she's paying $725. But if she moves out, the person that's going to move in is going to be paying market rate, which is about $3,000.
Oh, wow.
So all those units that were rent controlled in the 80s when this began, and they housed low-income people for like a generation, most of them have all turned over to new tenants and come up to market rate by now.
Okay, so if Costa-Hawkins is repealed in November, those restrictions are just gone?
Well, they're lifted, but that just means that cities can, if they choose to change those things, they are allowed to. They're legally allowed to. But nothing happens automatically with the repeal.
Mm-hmm. So they have to choose to do that.
Yeah. Repealing it is just the first step. And so if the repeal is successful, campaigners will start to organize around strengthening individual city laws next. So you can expect to have them knocking at your door at the end of the year.
So rent control is not really a Republican-Democrat issue, right? It's been a big divider among Democratic candidates running in November.
Yeah. We just finished primary season, and rent control was an issue that divided the really, really left candidates from the relatively moderate ones. Mm-hmm. A big race, I think, is in the East Bay State Assembly candidate Buffy Wicks. She was the only candidate among 11 that didn't support the repeal. She raised like twice as much money as the next best-funded candidate, and she got by far the most votes. And then Jovanka Beckles, she came in second. She's the most radical candidate, and she's actually a socialist, and she's made strengthening rent control a huge part of her campaign. So those two are going on to the general election in November, and it will be really interesting to see what happens. I mean, all over the country, there are challengers like Jovanka Beckles running against the Democratic Party-backed candidates.
And winning.
It's quite a time.
So rent control is a divisive issue, even among liberals. What are the arguments against repealing Costa-Hawkins?
So plenty of economists, including liberal ones, they study the effect of rent control and they say, yes, it helps the tenants that are under rent control, but it actually makes things worse for the overall rental market. As a property owner explained during public comment at the state legislature, that's because a lot of landlords, they feel like they aren't making enough profit and they just decide to get out of the rental business.
Under strict forms of rent control, the studies demonstrate that property owners will convert their housing to ownership housing, condominiums, and tenancies in common.
So as rental units disappear, the prices go up for the remaining units on the market.
Right. So fundamentally, rent control eats into landlords' profits. That's what this is.
Yes. And that's why we have Costa-Hawkins, because the real estate industry, they lobbied really hard for this back in the day. They said, especially if you have a brand new building, rent control can make the rental business less profitable or possibly not profitable at all. They said, no one will build new rental housing or go into that business if their new buildings are going to be rent controlled immediately. So now that the repeal is on the table, developers with buildings in the pipeline right now are really worried.
With the additional costs relating to land and construction, these projects will simply not pencil if subjected to extreme and permanent rent control.
A lot of economists say that's bad for everyone because they argue that the housing crisis is fundamentally caused by a shortage of housing. So rent control might feel good, but it won't get at the underlying cause of unaffordability. It'll actually just make the shortage worse over the long term.
It's not solving the root issues, what they're saying.
Exactly.
So then what do proponents of expanding rent control say to that?
Well, they say ultimately, if the only way for the rental market to be profitable for landlords is for rents to be out of control, unaffordable to regular people, then the private market can't be in charge of providing that housing. Like, we can't preserve the profitability of an industry at the expense of this basic right to affordable housing. So housing advocates on this side of the issue, they don't believe the private market can ever really build us out of the crisis. It only builds high-end housing, they say. And then when the market begins to cool down, new construction does too. So some advocates believe that government-subsidized housing is the only way to deal with the shortage of affordable housing. And in the meantime, rent control is necessary to stabilize neighborhoods. And then, of course, the response to that is build government-subsidized housing with what money?
Right.
So the debate just rages on.
All right. Thanks, Liza.
Thank you.
Liza Veal is our housing and homelessness reporter. You can reach her at housing@klw.org.